Blog Talk Radio.
Methodists out there or wannabe Methodists, your founder was born on this date, John Wesley, English. And of course, he was very much involved in the abolition of slavery movement. Opera lovers, the great French composer Charles Gounod, best known for Faust. How about shorthand? All you people who learned shorthand, well, the guy that invented it, Greg, was born on this day. One of the first black lawyers, James Weldon Johnson, born on this day. One of the great Russian modern composers. He wrote a lot for ballet, like Firebird, Petrushka, some strange music as he grew older. I think he studied with Rimsky-Korsakov, if I'm not mistaken. Igor Stravinsky. Here's another actor from Chicago, Ralph Bellamy, starred in Sunrise at Campobello, and also The Best Man. He played the president, dying of, I think it was him or was it Frederick March? I think it was Bellamy. And author who wrote about World War II topics, John Hershey. Lesbian, she starred in a lesbian role, The Killing of Sister George, Beryl Reed, English actress. And those of you who love New York schmaltz from the Borscht Belt, Barry Manilow, born on this day. Among the deaths, Jeff Chandler, who played Indian roles, I think he was of Jewish heritage, if I'm not mistaken, and Kate Smith. Kate Smith didn't read music, but she had quite a voice, and I think it's appropriate that we play what she's best known for. Irving Berlin composed this, God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America.
As we raise our voices.
I'll be late.
No.
Wide with foam. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Bank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Russia, I believe, and it's interesting guy. He only wrote his songs in key of F. That's the only key he knew. It's quite interesting. All his songs, White Christmas, This Is the Army. He Jewish. I don't know if he practiced heritage. Married a woman of Irish Catholic heritage or Irish heritage. No such thing as an Irish Catholic. I had four daughters and. He dedicated the song, royalties to this song, excuse me, it's like cold, were given to the Boy Scouts. And God knows those of us who believe in God, whatever, you know, those of us who bow, those of us who genuflect, those of us who just stand and sing. There are a lot of ways to worship God, Yahweh, whatever. We certainly need it. In America today, we're becoming this ununited United States with all things that have been going on. Also, I think it's very important. They certainly need guidance up the U.S. Supreme Court with some things that are about to come down, hopefully with this gay marriage, which incidentally, having been in a law firm, we used to discuss this topic even before it hit the courts. And one of the reasons that lawyers back it is because they expect divorces and a lot of litigation. And, you know, of course, it's very mercenary on the part of that, I don't even call it profession anymore, that occupation. A lot of the people that I went to school with and studied with and worked in courts and the law firms are getting out. As one lawyer told me, who's formerly disciplined, a section of the California State Bar. You know, it's not the same anymore. These guys coming in, guys and women, will do anything to win. They'll lie, cheat, steal, railroad people, and it goes on all the time. And we'll get into some cases that happened here in San Francisco and in Northern California in both the state and federal courts. Get into that another day. Among the events today, in 1397, what is known as Scandinavia today was actually a kind of Scandinavia back then. There was this agreement called Kalmar in which Norway, Denmark, and Sweden were united, and Sweden controlled Norway up until about 1900. And, of course, the English didn't take advantage of this on the West Coast. In 1579, Drake landed in California. He was up in the San Francisco Bay and then went on to raid Spanish ships. It's a good thing that the English didn't settle this part of the continent. They stayed on the East Coast. In 1745, in the French Indian War, the greatest fort that the French ever built in the New World called Fort Louisbourg, built by the great French military engineer Vauban. Louisbourg, the Americans captured it. Vauban, if you ever go to France and Paris, you go to the Chateau des Invalides, Vauban is one of the people buried there along with Napoleon, Napoleon's son, the Prince of Rome, Marshal Foch, de Lattre, the French marshal who conquered northern Africa for the French. And Vauban is a guy that a lot of people don't know his background, but he was a great French military engineer who built their, designed their forts. But this one was captured. In 1775, before it was known as Bunker Hill, it was known as Breed's Hill, and that was the first battle. It's actually historically correct name is Breed's Hill, not Bunker Hill. The rubber was patented by Charles Goodyear in 1837. The Republican Party in 1856 held its first national convention, and I think Fremont was their candidate. Accident insurance, it goes back to the American Civil War. In 1863, Travelers became the first insurance company to issue an accident policy. Statue of Liberty arrived here in New York in 1885. A gift from France to the United States. In 1928, Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly the Atlantic, but I think she went with somebody who piloted the plane. 1942, the American Expeditionary Force, World War II, landed in North Africa and tried to dislodge it when they couldn't persuade the French Vichy forces there. Finally, Admiral Darland came around and then 10 days later was assassinated. The American forces really took a beating in the beginning, but General Patton took over from another general, I think Vandergrift was his name, and at the Kasserine Pass, and finally were able to drive Rommel out and the Italians out of North Africa. And, of course, General Bernard Montgomery had something to do with that as well at El Alamein. 1950, the first successful kidney transplant involved two twins, the Herrick brothers, and one of them died, I think, in 1990. But anyway, the doctor, Joseph Murray, got a well-deserved Nobel Prize for Medicine for that, although the Nobel Prize is not worth much ever since they gave it to Mr. O and some other people. And then 1953, the Supreme Court of the United States, Associate Justice Douglas, gave us an execution stay to the Rosenbergs, who were the communist Americans who helped steal the atomic bomb secrets and give them to the Soviet Union. And then in 1954, the infamous Army-McCarthy confrontation, Senator Joseph McCarthy charged that we're communists in the State Department, and we're finding out that it was true. We get the term McCarthyism, which is a slander on McCarthy, because there were some things that he said that were accurate. It was just his manner of doing some of the things and the conflicts that he had with some of the people at that time. And I think Robert Kennedy, the brother of John Kennedy, he was a junior a legal counsel to the committee, as well as Roy Cohn, who later died of AIDS. Among the other events, the Supreme Court of the United States banned Bible reading in public schools. And, of course, this infamous date in 1972, five Watergate burglars were arrested. We may see the replay of a different type of Watergate, Benghazi Gate, and a few other things in this administration. And, of course, one of the incandescent intellects on the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, was nominated and successfully he was approved as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Among the other events I came across, I was reading Walt Whitman, and in his one of the books about him, he did help nurse Union and Confederate wounded who were in the Union hospitals, but he claimed that there was an army chaplain who performed gay marriages between two Union soldiers. I don't know how many there were, but it's in the book. It's quite interesting. So this question of gay marriage apparently in American history goes back at least to the American Civil War. Now, there were abuses both just discovered how bad this was, you know, being from Illinois. Camp Douglas was one which was set up to house and to incarcerate the Confederate POWs. Horrible abuses occurred there: torture, starvation, forced labor, and a lot of deaths that were unexplained by the various commandants who wanted to punish the Confederates. But also the South had its POW camp at Andersonville. And apparently they're checking with Patrick Butler, who is an expert on the American Civil War, and we'll have him on again. He just wrote a book about a district in Chicago called Ravenswood, and there's a lot of history. Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, and we'll get into that because Patrick is a real journalist and an expert on Chicago and Illinois politics. He's been at it for 50 years. He knows where the bodies are buried, who buried them, and who may be next and who should be. Anyway. At Andersonville, there are stories that the young males were sexually abused there, and there were other abuses. And, of course, Captain Weiss, who was from a Swiss immigrant, he didn't have the resources to handle all of those Union POWs were coming in. And he was later tried for cruelty to POWs, and he was hanged. Some think he was railroaded. Now, among the other things today, we are working on a new series called The Worst of San Francisco and the Bay Area. Every year, these media mavens do their thing, the best of San Francisco, and it's like a lot of them are their advertisers, but nobody talks about the worst of San Francisco. And the reason we bring this up about this area, because a lot of people have migrated here, have come here to get away from the abuse, political abuses, and the economic dislocation of other parts of the United States and the world. And a lot of these people are creative. They come here a lot of them come here to contribute, but increasingly what we're seeing is these other community organizers and real estate racketeers, pornographers, pedophiles, that sort, and they're no good nicks. Who come here with an agenda. They come here not to contribute to the area and contribute to, quote, the community, but they come here to co-opt and corrupt, and they also get rich in the process by tapping into, they take over or co-opt these community organizations, so-called nonprofits, and they double-dip salaries. They're involved in affordable housing scandals. Dead people are on the list for getting homeless assistance. If you can believe that, dead, you know, they rise on the big purse of the month so that the operators of these homeless hotels can get the checks. But these are some of the scandals that have been going on, and the reason we're bringing it up is because we can, should, and must do better, and we'll have to do better if we're going to survive. Now, among the other things we'll be doing, you can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We've got over 200 video e-magazine type videos up there, and our latest is probably the last of the old-fashioned hardware stores, and the surviving brother, there were two brothers that ran what was called the Working Man's Hardware. It's in the 2400 block of Mission, in the Mission District in San Francisco, and it's really something to see, because you don't always see today, if you are interested in a piece of hardware, you see Ace Hardware, maybe True Value, and then if you go to the box stores, as they're called, Walmart, Home Depot, starts with an L, Lowe's, some of the others, you don't see and you don't have the expertise that a place like Working Man's Hardware, there's only one guy left, he's a survivor of World War II, a San Franciscan, his brother died recently, another veteran. And what you won't find in other hardware stores like Ace or some of the others, True Value, you could very well find it in a place like Working Man's Hardware. He unfortunately is nearing, you know, the twilight of his life, and he'll give you great advice, and he's liquidating the business. It's been very slow, and I highly recommend going if you're in the city. Just for a visit, even you might see something there that you can't get at any other hardware store. So I highly recommend even just going to the website. We have one more. There's two parts up there, and I did a third interview with him. Unfortunately, of the 500 that are still in the can, I'm trying to find it. But it's a great just something to see, because you're not going to see this probably in any other part of the country unless there's some old person out there, a survivor, that we don't know about. But Working Man's Hardware is just really something to see. It's one of the best of San Francisco and the Bay Area. There might be a few others out there. I know another old-type hardware store just closed. The owner decided that he was packing it in and wanted to retire. But this one survives, and it's amazing the stuff you will find there, even just to look at it on the web. So if you're in San Francisco, I highly recommend a visit over there. That's one of the best of San Francisco, the Working Man's Hardware. So also we're going to have, if you're going to be traveling and you want inexpensive travel to go from Northern California to either Southern California or Las Vegas, go again, the $1.50 ride bus one way. It's the first 10 who book, and then the price is sliding, but it's you can see what type of accommodations they have on this bus. And so, again, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site to see that. I did a brief interview with one of the drivers who drives from Northern California down to San Diego, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, Southern California, and I guess some along the way. And also, if you have a service dog, maybe a service cat, you can bring it along. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back Wednesday, and there will be more video e-magazines up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. And we'll also give you updated tips on how to, when it really has to get there and you're using the U.S. Post Office, there are a lot of changes that they're not talking about. One of the worst is that these boxes in the neighborhoods are only picked up maybe a couple of times a week, and it's once. I remember years ago there were three mail deliveries a day, two on Saturday, special delivery. You don't get that anymore. And also the boxes in the neighborhood were picked up at least two times a day. Not literally picked up, but they were collected, as the term was used. But nowadays, I think it's 9 o'clock and a little after, and especially on a Friday, if you're sending out a rent check or a credit card payment or whatever, if you put that letter in there in that box after it's been picked up on a Friday, it won't be picked up until Monday. And also people, just to be snide, are throwing dead animals in there. It's illegal also even to deface the box. It's a federal offense. So these are things you need to be aware of when it absolutely positively have to get there. You got to know how to use their system and any changes that they impose. They don't always tell you. So we'll end with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got
got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Five,
five. K2.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call the bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
Raise your five.
I'll fall.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and have a safe the rest of the week. We're nearing June, and of course, there are going to be some momentous decisions coming down from SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, and we'll have recommend looking at these articles that are up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. About the gay influence up in the courts. Even the New York Times has finally admitted that this goes on. So let's get real. And remember, what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So stay safe. Good night.